I am recording now, and for the record, we're talking with Virginia Secretary of Agriculture and Forestry, Matt Lohr. Secretary Lohr, I know, first of all, this is FFA week, and that means a lot to Matt Lohr.
It does, Jeff, and thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. And I have one of the best parts of my job the last 2 years working with Governor Youngkin and the First Lady has been the chance to really highlight and promote and feature our FFA and 4-H members from across the state. But, you know, I grew up in FFA and served as a state and national officer, was an ag teacher myself, and really just owe so much of my professional career to my beginning days in FFA. So it's always exciting when we can pause for a week and celebrate and be able to just really highlight the importance of that next generation and the great opportunities that FFA affords its members.
Well, I know it's a busy week for you and all members of FFA and alumni of FFA that support their local chapters. But the primary reason I wanted to talk with you today, Mr. Secretary, is to get your feedback off of the recent data we saw in the Ag Census. Of course, the U.S. Department of Agriculture published that data on Tuesday, February the 13th, and it drew immediate attention regarding the number of farms that we have lost here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, but not just in Virginia. I don't want to pick on the Old Dominion. In Tennessee and Kentucky and North Carolina and Pennsylvania, in this whole region, we are suffering the loss of a lot of farms, are we not?
We are, and I think there are a couple of highlights that really jumped off the page at me, and certainly the amount of farmland loss, like you said, not only in Virginia, but across the country, was pretty alarming. Almost 10% of our farms, we lost about 4,200 farms in Virginia, were lost in the last 5 years. And so it really, I guess you can speak to that in a lot of different ways, but from our role here sitting in Richmond, it really just stresses the importance of farmland preservation and also the work the governor's doing in making sure that our rural communities are successful, because as you know, the vast, vast majority of farmers rely on off-farm income. And if we've got a robust rural economy with jobs and opportunities, it makes it much easier for someone to be that part-time farmer and work off the farm. So that's been one of the governor's top priorities from day one, is really growing our rural communities. And certainly looking at the importance of farmland preservation, one thing that we're looking to do this year is within VDACs, the Department of Agriculture that I oversee, and then the Department of Forestry, they each have separate offices of farmland and forest land preservation. We're looking to merge those together and house that in the Department of Forestry, just for the basically synergies and economies of scale and being able to streamline the programs. And I think we can work better if we can be consolidated in one agency working together than trying to do similar things from two different agencies and different funding sources. So again, being able to make sure we're growing opportunities for our farmers, but then also highlighting the need for farm and forest land preservation as well.
Of course, your home, your farm, your family farm is in Rockingham County, and I'm going to pick out just a couple of very specific numbers for the Shenandoah Valley concerning loss of farms between 2017 and 2022. Nelson County, I believe, lost 10, Greene County, 27, Page County, 27, and let's see, Shenandoah, 106 farms lost during that five-year period. Augusta County, 205 farms, and in Rockingham County, 304 fewer farms than we had just 5 years ago. Your reaction to those numbers?
Yeah, it's I mean, it's really just, it's hard to hear those numbers, Jeff. And, you know, another stat that my friend Paul Eberle put on the internet this weekend was talking about the importance of ag, and, you know, specifically Rockingham County. We're the 22nd most profitable county per acre of farmland in the entire country, number two in the region. So when you have agriculture so very important in the valley, and I think in the four counties in the Shenandoah Valley generate 38% of the entire agriculture revenue for the entire state. It's so important. But when you lose those, when you have losses that high of farmland, it really speaks to the importance of making sure that we're taking steps to preserve our farmland, because it's so valuable and it provides such a great economic impact that we just need to be, you know, more focused on keeping those farms profitable.
Of course, everybody seems to be looking, they want to point a finger. They want to say, oh, so-and-so is to blame or so-and-so is to blame. But in the big picture, I foresee it kind of as a societal change where a generation knows nothing about agriculture and where their food comes from.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think that's a big part. I mean, the other thing that it kind of leads into the second stat that really jumped off the page at me from the survey was that, you know, our larger farms are continuing to get larger. So in some cases, a farmer may they shut down the farming operation, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that land is immediately developed. It means that it may be going to another farm. So the numbers of farms goes down, but in some cases, the land is still in production. 7% of all the farms in Virginia, 7% generate 88% of the total output, which is staggering. I mean, these are farms that are just massive. There's 150 farms in Virginia that have over $5 million in output. They contribute 28% of the overall ag input. So it's just, I think it goes to show that certainly the larger farms are continuing to gobble up the farms around them and get larger. And so I think we just need to focus again on keeping these smaller type farms viable and profitable, because I don't think everyone in our society wants to have such a consolidated source of food. We like having the choice to have our local options and keeping everything local. And it just gets harder when you have these large farms.
Your comments, and we're talking today with Secretary of Agriculture and Forestry, Matt Lohr. Mr. Secretary, your comments remind me of one of your predecessors over at VDAX, and that was Carlton Corder back in the late 90s. I distinctly recall him telling me during an interview of how lucky we are in Virginia concerning the diversity of agriculture and forestry. We not only have livestock and dairy and poultry, but we have tobacco and we have row crops and we have aquaculture and we have all of these different, you know, wineries and the equine industry. And he just went on and on and on. And then he looked at me and he said, "Poor Idaho." You know? And that was one of those moments I'll never forget. He really made an impression on me that we are fortunate in Virginia that we don't have all of our eggs in one basket, so to speak.
Absolutely. That's one of the best parts about my job as secretary is I promote all of agriculture. And you just drive across the Commonwealth and you see areas that are just known for Virginia peanuts and cotton and Virginia tobacco and Southside. And certainly our Charlottesville area was just recognized as the number one wine region in the world by Wine Enthusiast magazine. So agriculture is so important. Of course, it's our largest industry. And when you combine it with forestry, it's over $100 billion. A year industry, the first and third largest. So the stats that you've shared are alarming, that we're losing farms, which is sad. You know, we see farms getting larger. We see farmers getting older. The average age now is up to 59 years of age, which highlights a lot of the work that we're doing for those next generation, beginning small, young farmers to bring them in to this industry. So we've got a lot of work to do, but I think one thing the census showed is that agriculture is still very, very important, especially in the Shenandoah Valley, but across the Commonwealth as a whole.
Anything else you'd like to add, sir?
Well, it's interesting when you look at these surveys that come out every 5 years, because they really just kind of give a snapshot of where we are. And like I said, the Shenandoah Valley, boy, that's where it's at. 38% of revenues are coming out of those four counties. So really, really blessed to have the Valley to be the breadbasket for our Commonwealth. And it's just a great opportunity to work with the men and women who lead these industries every day.
Secretary of Agriculture and Forestry, Matt Lohr. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jeff.
We'll be back right after these messages.